When people think of museum exhibits, they usually picture lots of inanimate artifacts. But at the Natural Science Center of Greensboro, visitors will experience a very unusual collection of objects, 28 mummies. The exhibit is Accidental Mummies of Guanajuato, currently on loan from the Museum of the Mummies in Mexico. Their journey to the Triad begins with the recreation of the Santa Paula Cemetery. It was there that the first mummy was found more than 100 years ago. Marketing director at the center, Stephanie Reeve, describes the Wall of Crypts.
The center one showcases an actual accidental mummy that was discovered of the condition. So you can see there's facial hair on the body, there's fingernails, there's still skin on there.
The story behind the rare mummy find in Mexico began in 1833 after a cholera outbreak. Many cemeteries began charging a grave tax on families because of a lack of space. Families in the silver mining town of Guanajuato who could not pay the fee were forced to have the bodies of their loved ones removed from the crypts in the Santa Paula Cemetery. During the process of removing the bodies, the first accidental mummy was discovered in 1865. They had been mummified naturally and accidentally, preserving the physical features in amazing detail. Reeve says this was made possible with a combination of minerals in the air from nearby mining operations, temperature, the right level of humidity, and the well-sealed above-ground crypts themselves. In the decades that followed, more than 100 mummies were found. According to Reeve, the cemetery stopped removing the bodies in the 1950s.
Fathers to mothers to miners to weavers. We even actually have some children that died during this time that whose bodies were naturally mummified. And it was part of the Mexican culture and tradition to dress them as either saints or angels. So they are still in their full dress. Some are still holding their toys. It's a very touching, I think very moving exhibit.
The Detroit Science Center worked with several forensic scientists and a forensic artist to better understand the stories of the accidental mummies.
There's sketches for each mummy that we have in the exhibit, all of the adult mummies. The forensic artists actually look and did CT scans, x-rays, endoscopies to determine what may have been the cause of this person's death. So that's on each exhibit as well, of what occupation they may have had, as well as based on their clothing. And then, you know, some of the miners they discovered had high levels of silver.
Jason Lazar of Elon says he learned a lot in the forensic science lab.
It is very interesting to see how forensics has been used to discover what these people's lives were like. And, well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for me.
Con el advenimiento de la fotografía, lo que se hace es tomar fotografías de los niños muertos, los que aquí se denominan.
The traveling exhibit is the center's first bilingual exhibit. Participants can also take an audio tour in both English and Spanish. Large murals and paintings depicting the culture and people of Guanajuato are also on display. Guests who enter the exhibit are given an Uncover Your Mummy card. It's an interactive component that describes one of the mummies in the exhibit. 12-year-old James Shaw of Raleigh is using his card in the Gallery of Mummies.
It's just interesting how they really didn't intend to make them mummies. And it's just interesting to know the stories of what happened and why.
Reeve says visitors also get to see differences in how cultures view death. In Mexican culture, it is revered as a celebration of one's life. Reeve says the exhibit also incorporates the Triad's Hispanic heritage.
The last part of the exhibit is actually a pretty important, I think, and an interesting one that we added on. We formed a relationship with a local organization here in town that promotes Latino arts and culture called Casa Azul, and they put together a recreation of what altars may look like. What are the different elements? What are the different things that people may love, their ancestors, from food to water to flowers to games to sugar skulls? And what are the importance of these?
The Accidental Mummies exhibit runs through December 30th. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Greensboro.